Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters or streaming. Ben Franklin famously said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Today, he could also add, "And movies adapted from video games will be bad." That's certainly true of the reboot of the franchise Mortal Kombat. They tried to make something cinematic out of the game's plot and themes in 1995 and in 1997 to no avail. But Hollywood keeps on trying. This time out, Louis Tan leads the cast in a well-produced but idiotic and brutally bloody R-rated martial arts extravaganza. An MMA fighter with a strange dragon marking is recruited to help save the world from the evil fighters of the outworld who intend to enslave humanity. That's the setup, which is little more than an excuse for a series of fight scenes that become more and more monotonous as they go along. While the visuals are impressive, Mortal Kombat is fatally flawed. If you're a Mortal Kombat fan, your best bet is to stick to the video game. Together, Together is the kind of movie the word quirky was coined for. Ed Helms stars in this gentle comedy as a single middle-aged man who hires a woman in her 20s, played by Patty Harrison, to be a surrogate mother and give birth to his first child. The movie tracks the ups and downs of their platonic friendship throughout the 9-month gestation period. Both characters are kind-hearted and more than a little bit neurotic. And while it's very low-key and doesn't all ring true, Together, Together is a warm little movie about two lonely souls whose complicated relationship develops in an unconventional way. Your local arthouse theaters are offering online viewing options for a number of intriguing movie titles. Check their websites for more details. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.